What the hell's wrong with you, Luke?
It's not right, no. Nothing's right at the moment. Oh, no. Nothing wrong with the world. Everything's wrong with the world.
What do you mean? You're sitting here crying and we start the show. And you're upset crying. What the hell's wrong with you?
It's not right, Eddie.
What's not right? You've got someone, I've got someone. It just isn't right. I mean, what do you mean it's not right? What, so Valentine's Day, you had a nice time with Dale. I had a nice time with Jamie. What's wrong about that?
Reasonable.
I tell you, it's just not right. You can forget 9/11. You can forget what's going on in the Middle East. Forget the economic crisis. There's a real problem with the world.
How can we solve any problem?
Let me play this.
I never really gave a fuck about Valentine's Day. It probably has more so to do with the fact that I was never really in a relationship around Valentine's Day.
That is pretty crazy. I was like at work when I heard that. It just stopped. I was sent home, no pay. And it's just, we're going to have to do something about it.
What can we possibly do?
Roll the credits.
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
Yeah, no one's going to kick my ass.
I don't know if that sold anything.
Well, we all know his true love's going somewhere.
Exactly.
It's about 20 years.
What?
Cody's true love.
You can talk about it.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. He's about to get lots of love. Lots of love making. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's sort of a secret that's been kept amongst the community, and it's something I didn't want to bring up on this show.
I think everyone has warned me off this subject, including
me, P1. Everyone's warned Wayne off this subject, but he's determined to go ahead with it. And I'm going to leave the room when he talks about it.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah,
I'm sure people out there realize that Tommy McGrew, but we're talking about it later on. We'll bring it up later.
What's this wee business? I don't want anything associated with it.
I don't want it. So I think everyone in Movie Spoil is like, Wayne, you're on your own with this one.
Because comedic aspect of it. That's why. Normally I'd find something funny. This is just disastrous.
It is
sad.
It is sad.
Did you want to bring it up now? May as well tell people now. I'm going to sit here very quiet.
People, oh my God, this big kid, very brief. Cody's true love, Tommy McGrew, thought he hit a deer. It turned out to be a woman. And I mean, that is actually not comedic at all. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up is...
Yeah, what is it? Because we've all warned you of it.
No, because what shits me is everyone has made it a big comical joke that he's a stoner.
Mm.
And that he's always arriving to record late because he's always stoned on his way. So therefore, he's driving to record stoned.
Mm.
Now, all of a sudden, this has happened.
Mm.
So everyone's made a big joke, and it's all been funny. Oh, he's a stoner. It's like how we give shit to Cody that he drinks. Now, if people are right, Cody will not drink and get drunk and then drive home from recording.
No.
So everyone's like, oh, you're fucking hypocritical. No. But
one thing you got to give Cody's responsible, apart from Zack's
name. Believe it or not, we are all responsible.
And it sounds ridiculous because we all sound like fucking idiots, but we would never do anything that would endanger. Like, we wouldn't drink. And
you summed it up last week. You were drunk off your ass when you met a darling.
Oh, yeah.
You did the responsible thing. You got her to drive you home.
Yeah, that's right.
To the wrong house.
Got married as a result.
But people made a big joke for so long. Oh, how funny is it that he's always drugged up and all this stuff?
To be honest,
and now something like this has happened.
I mean, I don't find that joke funny.
It's not.
That's just it.
That's the point. He was never a fucking funny talent.
I mean, but in saying that, I haven't heard enough of the show to...
No, he's not funny.
But I mean, the thought of...
He's not.
What makes Cody...
Look, I think it's a tragedy. One, for Tommy as well, for the woman that obviously he killed.
Yeah.
That's not laughable.
No, no.
But even for him, I mean, he's ruined his life.
Yeah,
from a mistake that he's done.
All right, you're going about it in a way I thought you weren't going
to. No, because it is actually a tragedy that, and the thing is, I think Corey does need
sorry. You got to feel for him.
I feel sorry for both people, but
yeah, I mean,
at the end of the day,
everyone's going to have an opinion.
It's his own I mean, it was his own mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, that he's obviously, and look, I don't know what the facts are. Look, you will end up still going, he will end up going to jail because it was a hit and run.
Yeah.
And if he was under the influence of anything, which you don't know that yet, I'm going to speculate yes. Of course, no one knows that, so that's just speculation.
Mm.
But it's fucking, it's tragic. But it's, we have to bring it up because people say if you're not even going to talk about it, who said that? I don't know.
Exactly.
No, I just wanted to bring it up. And, you know.
It has been kept quiet. Like that's, yeah, I mean,
that's what, I mean,
maybe that's the
thing to do. Yeah, maybe. Look, I think they need to address it, but not on a live show. Like we would.
Yeah.
But we're different. We do what we want to do. But that's all I just wanted to talk up, just bring it up.
No, you got it out there.
And like,
we haven't this is the darkest start of the show we've ever done.
Well, what's it? We can move right along, just like he did.
Cody's heartbreaking love speech, that's number one topic.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. I had people, I normally have a list, my number one topic on here was Tommy Dash, try not to use this.
Try not to. Well, look,
no, look,
it's done.
Yeah, it's done. It's out there. It's out there. I don't have one feeling of it one way or another because it doesn't involve me. But
I think because me and Pete, we did a whole Fire It Up dedication. He Tommy almost inspired Fire It Up.
Yeah, well, because Tommy's been mentioned on this show.
He spoke shit about the Crow.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's been mentioned a lot, so I can understand your reasoning, man. And you did it respectfully. So,
but you know what? That's what you get for hating the Crow.
Have you haven't watched Ex Machina yet, have you?
No.
There's a moment in that when Oscar Isaac says to Domhnall Gleeson, he does the Ghostbusters song, and he's like, oh, you know, you never heard of Ghostbusters? No. And then you watch. The whole movie is a metaphor for the consequences of not seeing Ghostbusters.
Well,
because bad shit just starts to happen after that.
Well, the way it's going, I would want to see Ghostbusters.
We'll talk about that later.
People, we had a tape. You're going to get Ghostbusters talk again, and probably Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
But first, it's coming up, so sooner or later it's going to be gone.
Well, okay, 4 weeks of Batman vs. Superman, right? 4 weeks.
Oh,
so there's going to be, what, one more show before
you're not seeing it. You say you ain't seen it.
Stand by what I say. DC have done nothing to sell it to me.
I'm like, they sold it to Cody. The best trailer he's ever seen, apparently, the last one.
Yeah.
P1 got stuck in him.
He told me and I listened to it. I heard, yeah. We'll get into that in a second.
Because the fuck's wrong with you,
Cody? Give Cody a break.
He's heartbroken.
He's had a heartbroken Valentine's Day. That'll teach him for helping us out.
I like that. The one person who helped us out, and we fucking turned on
him. I got to say that, Cody, it was brilliant. It was really good. Like, because I didn't know that was going to happen. And I heard it back, I'm like, what's he doing in this?
Oh, look, because we recorded the show, and I said, well, no one actually didn't think. I mean, P1's been busy. Sammy, fucking, well, I had no internet.
What is Sammy? What doing?
I haven't heard from... No, sending spoke signals to fucking something, I don't know. Doing what he normally does, fuck all. Z is busy, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He's hopeless, but yeah, big film director, he's got lots to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It took him 8 months to edit a movie, so
he's doing his 9-month audio commentary.
Oh, he should.
What?
Do an audio all commentary? The people,
yeah, I'd
do
be
a
interested.
Fucking audio commentary.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what we should do?
Interview.
An audio commentary on his audio commentary. Nah, Z's not making sense here. Talking shit.
I reckon P1 should force him into it. For the next Z day, it should be Z talking about Z.
Commentary on... It's a movie he does not want to watch. Or for his own movie, you mean.
Well, look, I give him... He didn't want to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, he did.
And he's watched them now.
Yeah.
He actually liked them. What a surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Maybe he should do... I don't know. Is there any movie... Like, what movies does he hate? He doesn't sound very excited for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound very...
Look, I think none of us...
none of us? One of us is the lead flag holder. One of us... If there was an Olympics for Batman versus Superman, Cody would be out the front with the big DC flag.
Waving it around the stadium.
No, Cody, I'm just joking.
No, you're not, because we're not. I don't get it. What's the point?
No, I haven't even gotten that far yet.
Why watch the point? Cody Williams. You make no sense at all. I get, as a Batman, I I got that shit inked on my back, for God's sake.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time. I've got to get things in order.
So what are we talking about?
First topic. Cody's heartbreaking love speech.
Oh. If you missed the show last week, people, I sent out a call to all the hosts. Cody was the only one who actually went ahead and did it. That was a bad mistake. Now on to Cody. he gave his top... It was maybe top five and reasons why you like or dislike Valentine's Day. His was just all hate. He's a man full of anger.
I love how we made the joke about before he recorded about Cody did do it. He sounded like drunk talking into a sewer.
And he did.
He's like, well,
oh, fucking you know, sure.
It's just Halloween piece of shit.
Best thing Halloween. Probably thought he was talking about Halloween. It was a tragedy of Greek mythology.
I was sad. We got to sort him out. We're going to sit him. Is there anyone we know that we can set him up with? Rebel Wilson?
Does he like Australian women? She's single.
There's plenty of good women, Australian women that
well,
we know.
I think the issue right there is women.
Good.
I think he needs a good man. Because I'm starting to believe.
What are these rumors about him being gay?
Rumors?
Oh, all right.
He's
okay.
Gay. Didn't you know that? Look, people didn't wear that. He actually is gay. He did come out to me in P1. But we're just keeping it secret. But I'll tell you that there now. He is actually gay. Tonight, Cody. I'm pretty sure. Look, he did come out. And he did say, look, he didn't want to come out on the site. Because he was worried that, like, me and P1 would make jokes about it. Even though we are, anyway.
I don't know whether to take you seriously or not.
Okay, he didn't. But you know what?
Mad Cody, Fury Road.
Because deep down, when we watch He-Man, the Master of the Universe, the movie.
Was he pervert on it?
He was. He played it cool, like, oh, this movie's shit. There's nothing good in it. While he's jacking off while watching Dolph Lundgren's muscles.
What? Is that what he said? Nothing good in it?
He said there's nothing good.
Frank Langella.
Him and P1 didn't like it. No taste.
That's why I deliberately didn't listen, because I knew I'd be pissed off.
No taste.
Frank Langella is awesome.
No taste. It made no sense.
What? It's Master of the Universe. This doesn't make sense. There's no man who can become Prince Adam and becomes He-Man. No, it doesn't happen in real life. No sorceress lives in a castle. That never happened in England.
See, we need you on the review.
Yeah,
to
I didn't. Look, I'm not going to say Master of the Universe is a brilliant film. I ain't going to say it.
I know P1 just didn't like it because
it's not his sort of
it's thing. Just P1. He didn't like anything before the 90s.
And Cody, it was 80s. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
And then, of course, you got Cody, who just really was impressed by Dolph Lundgren.
Too busy thinking about Valentine's.
Too busy. Look, I don't know if he's gay. I think he's bisexual. But I don't know now. I just don't know.
All be determined by Batman versus Superman.
Oh, God, yeah.
It'll all be. Because if he's like, I hope neither of them win. I hope they just take their clothes off. Dawn of penis.
So that's why Cody, he likes it because they're fighting in the rain. All wet and wild.
Muscly.
And he's talking about, do you bleed? Because he wanted to stick it in his ass.
Well, that trailer, that was the best one. That's why he doesn't like Jesse Eisenberg. He's not attractive enough.
He's got that hair.
You're being very rough on Jesse.
Like, boys? Boys?
He's interrupting a beautiful romance scene.
So we're looking at it as a shit film. He's looking at it as a romance.
Any scene with Lois, he hates. Straight away. Getting in the way. I liked Man of Steel until Lois came in.
So he wants to see Justice League as this one giant orgy.
That's
all
right.
He's hearing. But get Wonder Woman out of there.
That's true. I want to see the Flash go up that hole like a flash.
God, imagine
I want to see Aquaman really under the ocean.
Aquaman.
Talking to the fishes.
That's not a fish. Hang on.
What's he going to do with that trident?
But sadly, I could see that.
You know, I'd almost... we'll talk about the Batman trailer because, you know...
Batman trailer? Now we're just calling it the Batman trailer.
I don't even know anymore. But I got a... Speaking of... I got molested the other day. I did.
What?
I got assaulted when I went to a car park. And I pressed this... Normally, when you go to a car park...
How does Cody relate to being molested?
I'm just... that's what he wants. He's going to hate this show. I went
to... P1's going to like it.
I went to this car park, right?
As I do.
Go to the gym, actually. Another place Cody loves. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's fit, so he must be going to the gym. Really,
that's true.
Hey, that's why he doesn't sometimes turn up on time.
Because he's at the gym.
Just perving.
I want him to go the full hog for the next video. I want to see topless Cody.
No, wandering around.
Cody versus Z.
I reckon the next bet he loses.
Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of Justice.
The best next bet, whatever we lose, and if Cody loses, he should have to go to a gay bar.
For a night.
And interview the gay community.
In his Batman top?
No, he's Batman 90.
Yeah, and P1 gets to pick out his outfit.
Batman 90.
It'll be like the Blue Oyster Bar.
Police Academy. That's sort of relevant to one of these topics. But yeah.
But yeah, you were molested.
Yeah, I was molested. Buy a parking ticket.
No, hold on.
A parking ticket, not a parking ticket person.
No, a parking ticket. Because normally when I go to get, like, you know the boom gates, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, you would have used one of these before. One of the ticket machines. You press it, and the ticket comes out, you grab it. This time, I press it, ticket, boom, came out, flew, hit me in the head, and then in the crotch. Oh,
what do you mean it flew?
It just flew out! It flew. Normally, they just come out a bit, and you grab them. It was like remember the pizza... We had a turtle's pizza thrower as a kid when it threw pizzas out. That's what it was like. Two tickets. Boom. Ow. God. One hit me. And then hit me in the crotch. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's a tragedy.
That was my tragic love story.
How do you relate to being molested?
Because it hit me in the crotch afterwards.
It was fucking paper.
There was a dial on there you could call up. You know, and you're like, you usually call up the security. I was going to call up, your ticket, touch my penis. I was like, yeah, that guy, Chinese restaurant.
It touched me on the penis.
Ticket got me on the penis, people. I was just having a park, a succulent driving park.
I don't see how you relate that to being molested.
Exactly the same. Identical. Grab me on the cross.
It's like P1's Valentine. I reckon he would pay to be molested.
P1.
He likes it rough.
Does he?
Hangs around with Cody.
Super Bowl.
Oh, God, we're going to get into
this. I tell you, this is going to be... People are going to be happy with us for a change. Because I'm looking... There's a lot of movie topics we've got to go. Half of them are the same shit we talked about. That's all right.
Oh, look, I mean, you finally saw Deadpool.
Yeah, obviously,
I've done my review of the other one.
I saw Deadpool. I saw Spotlight. I saw the Kindergarten 2 trailer.
I haven't seen
these
it
These are
yet.
All... Kindergarten Cop 2
yeah,
trailer.
Yeah.
Which was made by Kindergarten. But, yeah, but the Super Bowl. Did we give a flying fuck? Who played? I don't even know.
Couldn't tell who played, couldn't care.
But the trailers.
Couldn't care.
Did you see it?
I saw them all.
Did
and
you?
And could not give a shit about anything.
Well, let's go through
And
it.
Like I said, that Ghostbusters shit didn't play in it. Why? No one gives...
I don't think it was ready. I don't think the world's
no
ready. I don't think the world's ready for such...
Oh, but who are you going to call?
Epic hype.
Yeah, whatever.
What
for
fucking
such
ever.
Epic... The movie of the year. Yeah. I'm calling it.
Fuck off.
I'm actually looking forward to Ghostbusters now. P1's changed my mind.
No, he hasn't.
He has. He's changed my mind. I'm not looking forward to the movie coming out, but I'm looking forward to everyone's reaction until that movie comes out.
I really
just
what
sitting from afar... Watching them like the Godfather. Chucking my cat.
Watching like Heisenberg in a Breaking Bad.
You're goddamn right. I'm looking forward to this movie.
All right, let's go to the Super Bowl trailers. Because I've got a few of them.
There's a lot.
Captain America.
It was good.
Yeah,
now,
it was good.
Now, everyone...
This is what P1 and Cody were haters. Losing their shit over it.
Oh, it's just...
I heard the opposite.
I heard people saying it was a rip-off of the Dark Knight Rises trailer.
So
like
what?
With the chant.
Oh, that's what I thought. But you know what? It's still a good trailer.
It's 30 seconds. That's the problem with the Super Bowl trailers. It spent a fortune on this shit. It was like 20 seconds. I liked it. I thought it was
it's
a good trailer.
It's good, but oh, it's the best Super Bowl trailer I've ever seen. I'm like, well, it's
no,
just
I don't
good.
Think there is. I think usually the best Super Bowl trailer is
one that's not actually for a movie, but uses movie references.
Yeah, I mean,
like that fucking wasn't. Well, there was one this year with the Marvel, and there was the one with Vader and the Volkswagen.
Yeah,
and there's they're always the best ones. Always those silly ones.
I think because if this was the first time we'd saw a Civil War trailer for anything, I'd be okay, it's cool. But we've already seen stuff. I'm like, just bring it out now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I do. I think
it'll be a good movie, but I'm like, I'll be there.
Teenage Mutant
couldn't
Ninja
give a rat, sir.
You don't give a shit about saying crap.
Do not. That it's too late. It's too late. What do you mean it's too late? It's too what? The second film.
Too late. Too late.
It's not it was like
bomb 20 movies.
91 to fucking was it 91 the first one?
90, yeah, about the 90.
91? 90.
90. You're way off.
2016. We've been waiting to see Krang. Too long. Far too long.
I think at least they're going cheesy with this one. They're going, they know what their target audience is. I think it's, I'll have to see it no matter what anyway, except for Dahlia. But yeah, like,
I mean, look, I'll
have far less problems with this one, I think, than the last one.
Same, but it just, it looks like shit. Bebop and Rocksteady, it'd be cool to see. Krang will be cool to see, but if they're done wrong, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Independence Day.
I think that's going to be the surprise of the year.
Yeah?
Might not be good. I actually do think it's going to be good, and it actually might be surprisingly really good.
It depends what Emmerich does with it. Yeah. I mean, I saw the trailer beforehand, and people were like, but it is going to have that.
Of course
the first one had that. So it'd be just too, if they go straight on dark, which people would want, but that's not going to happen.
No.
Because there's a role in Emmerich movie.
But it doesn't look as silly as some of the shit he's done recently.
Oh, I'd take Independence Day any day over 2012,
oh,
day
God.
After tomorrow.
What's that last night? That's horrible.
Is it horrible?
Hey, my mother are like, that's a good movie.
We're going to build three giant boats.
Okay.
Danny Glover wandering around with all the ash on him. All right, who's next?
I'm like, what?
I love that part of the movie.
I didn't watch it all from start to end. I kind of was sitting there.
But he does the same shit all the time. Roland Emmerich always
disaster,
has.
Big disaster comedy.
No,
years.
But like a family broken up.
Oh,
and,
fuck
and
yeah.
They get together towards the end. I'm like, I mean,
horrible.
I mean, it's like the same shit. Horrible.
I just like, oh, we all survived. Not millions and billions of people
Independence
dead.
Day isn't pretending to be something it's not.
True.
It's, I mean, it's a cheesy but it throwback to the 50s thing.
And everyone's like, oh, there's no Will Smith.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I think
it's a damn shame he won't get nominated then.
I think her
for best God, actor yeah. in Independence Day 2.
I think it's her son is the main guy, the one of the main guys.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like that element. But
yeah, I like the trailer.
You got Bill Pullman and Jeff Goldblum, and that's all you need.
They're always good. Yeah,
and
exactly.
The president's daughter.
Yeah, and you got the Jewish guy again.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying, but all right.
But you know what? You have to have, I mean, look, it's going to have some of the comedy elements in there.
Yeah.
But I love the trailer for it. It is actually a great trailer where they use the original Independence Day speech. Oh, sure, we win the day.
Well, I saw it before Deadpool last night, and I can tell you, out of all the trailers, that kind of got the biggest reaction
compared to the other one you saw.
Well, they played the Batman. See, people, they played the old Batman versus Superman trailer on there. I'm like, guys, it's 4 weeks away. You better get your ass in it. No one cares.
Is that it? I don't know.
People must care.
No, but Warner Brothers don't. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're worried.
X-Men.
I really hope it's good,
but
I'm concerned. I am concerned, but I think
Deadpool's made things interesting now.
Oh, God.
Because it's really made things interesting, particularly around that franchise. Mm. I think it's made things interesting for the rest of the comic book movies this year, but particular that franchise.
Oh, God.
Because what do they do now?
How does he fit in that world?
But what do they do now? They go up to R, and part of the reason Deadpool worked is because Hot Fox had fuck all to do with it, from what I understand.
Yeah, look, they just gave Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, just to play. They weren't expecting.
It was literally,
this.
I think, me and Pete, it's like 30 men here, go have fun.
Yeah,
and they just made
because my mates were like, because we all saw it at the end, and they were all shocked that it costs nothing.
Yeah,
and they were like, you tell me it was $100 million. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
No,
I'm like, it was really cheap.
Yeah. And that's what worked for it.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you give it a big budget for the next one,
yeah.
I reckon Fox should just let them do it, the sequel, the way they want again.
Jason Bourne.
Haven't seen it.
I mean, it looks all right.
I haven't seen the movie. I couldn't give a shit about Jason Bourne.
It's weird. I liked the first Bourne a fair bit. I couldn't give a shit about the other
two. Thank
you. I know people love the other two, but for me, there's something missing in them.
Jason Bourne.
No, I think the action scenes are good.
What's the name of the next one?
just Jason Bourne.
You're fucking retarded.
It's no different to Rocky Balboa.
Hey!
Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, what? Jason Bourne. So which one are you
watching? The new trailer looks all right. It looks... They're saying they're going to end it. My big problem with the third Bourne, they were saying, this is the end. This is it. This is the finale. And I'm like...
Shit, it is Rocky.
I'm like, when you finally find out what Jason Bourne did, it was no, like, it's not a big revelation. It's like, I could have fucking... Yeah, I know. Guess he was tell me something more.
Let me guess, he was an assassin.
Or he was in the army. I tell you the truth. It's lost me, though, because I was like, that's the big reveal? Fuck this movie. That's what I'm like. Because the first movie I kind of really liked. I thought it was...
First one I've seen, it was all right. Second one, I just couldn't care.
Yeah, that was my... I mean, I thought... So many people liked the other two over the first one. I thought the first one was better.
The action's so good.
I don't care. I want a story. I want a good story.
It's just the same.
And there's no emotional...
Everything...
There is one good scene in the second one at the end when he talks to the daughter of the woman he killed or something. Or something like that. That's a good scene. But the rest of the movie is like, well...
Could not care.
And the shaky fucking camera...
Thank you. So they got fucking Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali to film it.
That's right. That's right. Like, you hear Muhammad Ali's pretty close
yeah.
to dying.
Yeah. That's a tragedy.
Yeah. After he heard our show last week. Yeah,
Tommy McGrew hit him with a car.
Stop it now. Stop it now. Jungle Book.
I haven't seen it. Believe it or not, I didn't see this one.
I haven't seen the trailer.
I've seen the main trailer, but not the...
Like, I think it can be very... I'm hoping it's good.
Yeah.
But I've got concerns that it's
the
better.
The cast is amazing. As soon as I heard Christopher Walken's playing that lunatic orangutan,
yeah, no, that's
you
awesome.
Tell me that's not the greatest casting Disney has ever done.
Idris Elba.
Is he in it?
He plays the
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan, yeah.
I'm gonna say this. I think that's good casting.
I actually think that
I think that's good casting.
But you know what?
Grumpy fucking...
Grumpy.
Do I have to work much now? You just got to speak.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good cut for Shere Khan. I don't mind that.
Are we going to talk about his next casting job?
What?
James?
No! It's not going to happen.
Too old! Is
that on our talk list?
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's too depressed.
Daniel Craig's quit, people.
Maybe! Maybe!
Maybe.
And if he does quit, I don't mind him quitting. But not
for the right reasons.
But not Idris Elba. Come on. I know.
You're just racist.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it must be it. People aren't thinking. People are not thinking. If he's okay, let's say he starts the next Bond. He's 43 or 44 now, right? Hmm. So he starts the next Bond 45, 46.
Yeah.
So what sort of legacy is he going to have? Is he going to have two films? That's okay.
I would rather they get John Boyega, for fuck's sake. At least he's going
to
be younger.
But Bond's supposed to be... At the most, towards his late 30s.
Yeah.
There's one actor who did mid-40s onwards, and that was Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Look how that turned out. People like Roger Moore, though. I don't,
he did some alright films.
And now for our final trailers for Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yep. Gotham and Metropolis here. I was stunned when I saw these. They have how many millions of people watching? And this is what they want to get people excited about. I'm like, what? Lex Luthor sitting down, Ben Affleck wandering out of a hotel, and then they wait to
a nightclub.
They wait to the end of the week to release a better trailer where no one's going to be watching. And as a result, did you notice how little, or maybe it was just me, I don't know, like the amount of social... shares in that the Batman trailer got at the end of the week. It wasn't as much as the second Comic-Con trailer.
No shit about this movie now.
Is that no?
I'm telling you, I reckon there were fuckwits watching it going, oh, that place looks nice to travel. We should go there. Not realising it's a movie.
Did you have... Was there anything that impressed you in those...
None! Nothing!
People... Rolling Stone voted that the best trailers...
Well, their magazine should be stopped.
Out of all of the Super Bowl trailers.
Look, it's inventive, but you're not getting any hype for that film by doing that shit.
That's just it.
Seeing legs, we can't wait to see you. Fuck off.
You fucking mophead.
People are saying too, from him doing that too, oh, he's going to be brilliant.
he's delivered now one all right line. Oh, brilliant. I tell you, you're in danger of doing Buffalo Bill now.
Like, you're in the boat.
The moment I saw that, I was like, my bet's safe. My bet is so safe.
I was really surprised by the thing. I was
why
like,
is he wearing
I
what?
I thought Warner's...
He looks like he's dressed by Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Luther.
We can't wait to see you and Bubba Chicken.
Maybe that's how he creates Doomsday. Makes a chicken.
Puts him in a
with General Zod.
Bucket of like, fried fucking oil.
That just reminds me of Nuclear Man, that shit.
You know how he credits Nuclear
does,
Man?
Actually.
Oh, God. So they're copying Batman, Superman 4.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't mind the look of Gotham in that. That's the one thing I'll say.
Well, where?
Oh, they're flying in.
What? I don't know. What? The airline trailer?
Yeah.
You see one gargoyle?
Pretty much.
Oh, you might even get a glimpse of
it on IMDb. I don't know why I keep looking at that page. IMDb, best Gotham ever.
Like it's been 1 second. Best Gotham. That rolls the animated series. Tim Burton.
What?
No one said that.
No
yes,
one.
Yes, they did.
No, they
did. Yeah, they did.
No one would dare say the animated series.
And the Metropolis one, well,
horseshit.
Absolute horseshit.
There's a nice plane.
Hey. How did they film Superman flying by? They just stood there waiting for him to fly by in some street.
I'm very confused about it.
You might happen to see some celebrities or whatever it was. He flies by. I say, who was waiting for him?
I don't know. All I can say was it didn't make me any excited, more excited to see the movie.
Could not give a shit.
Speaking of which, should we get into the trailer? We're not going to watch it because it's
no,
because no one cares. We don't want to get Cody too excited. Okay, but a lot of people like this trailer over the old ones.
Why?
Okay, but my question to you, because I even preferred it in the last trailer.
Oh.
A little bit. Oh, and only...
Less Lex.
No, but only because of the start with Batman and the fight. But I'm no idiot. Like, not much. Like, everyone are getting excited. Hey, people, that is going to be at the very start before anything happens. That is... going to be a scene in the movie at the very start before any story, and it's going to take more than a fight scene to calm
me. I just don't care.
What is it you don't like about this trailer?
Everything. It's just pointless. Like, oh, look, it's Batman in a warehouse. Oh, he's beating up thugs. Haven't seen that before. It's just him doing death-defying acts.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate and say, well, we've seen him fight thugs. We have seen that. But this fight scene looks better than what Nolan did.
Yeah, but Nolan can't film fight scenes. I'll give him that. Nolan always was too quick or it was unchoreographed. Even the fight with Bane, it seemed amateurish.
I thought, I got to disagree. On the second one, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But on the first fight with Bane, I still think that's a better fight than what I saw in this trailer. The first fight with Bane was pretty impressive.
It was only because he broke his back.
But it was
like, okay, Batman beats up Bane. Bane beats up Batman. It was like just a dance routine.
It wasn't
but that's
like
what fights are.
No,
really.
It's meant to be brutal.
Yeah, I don't know. Bane would not let him get hit. Finally, instead,
I don't understand why people are losing their shit over the second half of the trailer. But I do understand why people
like Superman jumping on a bathtub,
breaking her. That's why I was like, what?
Oh yeah, that's what I pay to see.
I'm like, what? It's exactly like the comic. He jumped in a bath once. I'm like,
Cody will be upset. Oh, Derek, she get in the bath in long.
Yes, I didn't want to see no naked woman.
When's the naked Doomsday?
But this may be... Oh, God, no. Oh, Jesus.
What?
Like, why does Cody... I mean, he's not the only one who loved this trailer. There are a lot of people who do.
A lot, yeah. Tony loved it.
And I just... It shows you nothing new, as far as I'm concerned. It tells you nothing new. Oh, wait, Wonder Woman spoke.
Yeah, and the line wasn't great.
I can't even tell what the line was.
Well, you've never met a woman like me, or something like that. That's not it. It's close to it. Don't write back. I know that's not exactly it.
Either way, did anyone have to pay attention to anything she said? No one cares about her character.
Not in this. Maybe the movie, her movie, they do. But, okay, my reaction. Okay, this is my reaction on the trailer. Good, and I said, told this to Tony. I think the Batman elements of this movie at the start are going to be decent, at least. I think Jeremy Irons will be a good Alfred. I think Ben Affleck will be a good Batman. I think the movie's going to go fucking south after he leaves Gotham.
Well, I think you and me were talking before.
But the rest of the trailer, after that first fight scene, is no different. It's just the same shit.
You're like me. You reckon the Batman parts will be fine.
Yeah.
But
you didn't notice how, funnily enough, we didn't hear a single new line from Lex.
Thank God!
No, but that's my point.
Because he's
like,
fucking abysmal.
I'm like, what sort of confidence do they have? They're not going to have...
Warner Bros. Used to have no confidence in this movie at all.
Well, I mean, I've got my own theory about what's going on, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. But look, it doesn't get me that much excited to see it.
You said you didn't want to see it.
Well, I have to hear some good reviews first.
Oh, fuck.
No, seriously, I tell you my reasoning for it. My reasoning for it is I'm just sick and tired of paying good money to these guys. And we've done it how many times now? And it's just like, and the more money you give them, the more they're going to, that tells you you're satisfied with their product lately. I'm not satisfied with their products lately. They've got to earn my consumerism back. That's just that simple. So if I hear this is a good movie, if I hear that there's been some effort put into it, I'll see it.
There will be no effort.
But if I hear that this is Man of Steel level, I'm not seeing it. Is that simple?
Yeah, but everyone walked out. Look, even P1, when he first saw Man of Steel, he was like, people were raving about it, and he was kind of like unsure of himself, because he's like, well, people are saying it's good. Am I the only one who thinks it's kind of mediocre?
Yeah, but critics. The thing that really annoys me? And that is, read IMDb. People think that critics have some sort of vendetta against Zack Snyder because they haven't given...
I'm going to vendetta.
No, you're not even a critic. I mean...
I am a critic!
I'm talking like... Because Man has still got like 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fucking too
56
high.
56 or something like that.
50% too high.
Yeah, but if you look at his films, right, we'll start from Dawn of the Dead, I don't think got great reviews. I could be wrong on that.
Rewatched it, pretty bad.
300 was not critically acclaimed.
Understandable.
I don't like that movie. I know a lot of people like it, but I think the visuals...
It's good, all visual-based, but the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, you don't give a shit. It's the problem with all of Zack Snyder's films. Which characters do you give a shit about? Watchmen's probably the stronger movie.
I haven't rewatched it because I'm worried. At the moment I do.
It does have flaws in it.
Oh, God, yeah.
It does, the music choices, the...
Oh, I love the... I still think great opening sequence.
That's one of his best scenes.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder's best scene. Out of everything.
And look, visually, everything visually he does looks great.
Yeah.
Visually. There's just no heart story behind it. Whereas Watchmen, I think, had the heart, but that's because of what he took from the comic.
Yeah.
And of course, some of it was missing.
I like the ending of that film. Yeah. I thought the ending was good.
Oh, they changed it.
I don't care.
They need to change
it. I thought that sex scene's terrible. I think that's a good example of why you can't direct. Yeah. but I thought Rorschach was really good. Fucking terrible.
That's what P1 sees. Cody sees Batman on the screen.
Oh,
he keeps posting photos. No, Cody really loves Ben Affleck's Batman. Every time on Instagram, there's a photo of him in the suit.
As long as I don't see him out of his suit.
He looks like a fat duct-taped suit put together.
I got to say, I don't like the look much of Ben Affleck.
Nah.
But I like Ben Affleck.
Same, but...
Does that make sense? I don't like the look of it.
He has to act his ass off through that suit.
I think
he's really good actor.
I think Ben Affleck's going to... People, I promise, this movie, we'll stop talking about it soon, once it comes out.
Yeah, but this week, and then we'll talk about when it comes out.
Yeah. I think Ben Affleck will be fine. The suit they're giving him, I don't see the big deal. I don't see how people are saying
it's great. Kevin Smith said it looks brilliant.
Yeah, Kevin Smith like fucking Jar Jar Binks. Remind everyone that. He did too.
Why do they get that fat bearded cunt to do
it? To do everything!
Why?
I don't get it. Have you heard these rumors, though? And this is... I'm going to tell you what my theory is at the very end, because I've got two more stories to go yet. That Taron Egerton from...
Who?
The main guy out of Kingsman.
Oh, okay. The young guy.
Is rumored to play Jason Todd in a Batman standalone film about Under the Red Hood.
I think that's bullshit. Because I reckon Jared Leto will be Jason Todd.
Yeah,
I don't reckon he'll be the Joker.
Oh, really?
I've always thought if there's a lot.
So
of
who will be the Joker then?
Jared Leto.
He'll be both.
I reckon the Joker's already been killed in this universe.
Oh.
And I reckon Jason Todd is gonna be Jared Leto.
Okay, but they're talking. Like,
you mark my words when that happens, people.
The Batman solo film is a few years off at least, isn't it?
Yeah, but you look at okay.
I got a theory about that. Keep going.
Ben Affleck is playing an older Batman. Jared Leto does not be made up to look as old as what Batman is. He's definitely younger than Ben Affleck.
But I don't think Zack Snyder takes any notice of that.
Yeah, true, he's a fucking idiot.
Like, I mean, the other directors, David Ayer or whatever, like, I think they will. But I don't think Zack Snyder takes any notice of that. Shit. Didn't he do that already in Watchmen with the woman who has the daughter? And
oh, yeah, the silk spectrum.
She looks younger.
Because he got a young actress to try and make
I know, but still. Would you think he'd be a good Jason Todd then? I don't mind this casting.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
It doesn't matter. if it's Snyder behind it.
Yeah, I got it.
Because it's Clint Eastwood's son's meant to be Nightwing. I've Dick Grayson. And
I've heard about that too. Now, the next story is... rumors coming around. Cody, you better turn off for the next 10 minutes. Unlike the start of the show. You would have read them. We've all read them. Everyone's been hearing about it. That Warner's, according to two critics on the net, one of them was a big fan of Man of Steel, and actually is friends with Zack Snyder, saying that Warner's have reacted very divisively to the first reading of Batman vs. Superman.
I think they're worried.
You think so?
They're shitting bricks. They've got a $1 billion empire.
Well, this is what it costs, accordingly. $400 million.
What?
To make that movie.
How?
What is it?
What money is... Okay.
Rumored.
No, but even then...
Because Warner's aren't going to come out and say what they...
It doesn't matter. Just say $250 million. Let's just say that. Jurassic World, $150 million. Force Awakens,
$200 million.
$200 million. Yeah. Avengers. The next two are going to cost supposedly $1 billion, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
But that could be advertising. I mean, that's two fucking films. Yeah. What the fucking hell could be $400 million in that? Doomsday looks like a piece of shit.
What cast? I don't know.
Ben Affleck? I'm going to demand $100 million. All right.
It's Henry Cavill. Look, if I'm going to be this again.
Okay, cast-wise. Okay, Ben Affleck's going to cost the money. He ain't going to cost that fucking much.
No.
Yeah. Jared Leto for Suicide Squad. Cost money. But he's got nothing to do with, obviously, this film. So you just think Batman versus Superman alone. It's rumored to be $400 million.
Yeah.
Where is that money going?
Well, we haven't seen the movie yet, have we?
It ain't going towards the marketing. Oh, that Turkish Airlines must be very expensive.
To give it to terrorists.
That is the worst advertising I've ever seen. Compared to Deadpool.
Well, that's just it. So a lot of people share the opposite opinion, that Warners have promoted this very well. I'm seeing nothing at the moment. It's a month away.
Who?
And people are like, there's shit everywhere in the States. I'll tell you, it might be the States. What have we seen here? Nothing. We've seen cups. That's about it. I've seen Batman vs. Superman cups.
Can you imagine? Okay, Ghostbusters trailer comes out, and I think it's March 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, you imagine, come to New York City, where you can, ride in taxis. You might get up close to some ghosts and all this shit. You'd be like, this is the most fucking... And then you see Melissa McCarthy at the end.
You might see a celebrity.
And at the end you see Melissa McCarthy. Who are you going to call? You're like, that's the worst trailer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. Well, the argument for that is Super Bowl. But funny enough, they spent a fortune on the Super Bowl.
That's what the sad part is. I'm actually probably going to say Ghostbusters trailer was better than a fucking airline commercial for Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, well...
I reckon I'll say, and that's pretty fucking low. No matter how much I dislike that trailer for Ghostbusters, or I might be like, oh, it's actually all right.
Well, I mean...
That's sad, though.
Well, and then after there was the huge net reaction, then rumors came out that Warners thought... This is rumor.
Yeah.
That Warners think that Batman vs. Superman's too smart for the average moviegoer.
For Marvel.
That's the rumor going around. I don't know. I mean, rumor, just rumor.
I don't see how, especially when you have...
It looks like such an intellectual
film. Yeah, I was going to say, so far I've seen...
Two people fight, Lex cracks the shits, no one kills the shit, builds a big fucking demon.
And some slut jumps in.
Looks pretty hard to understand myself.
Whereas Winter Soldier, espionage and spy and action, no story.
It's not complicated.
Yeah, Marvel fans are idiots.
Yeah, go back with your children's stories.
That's it, Civil War... Okay, you've got... The classic fucking line, do you bleed? You will. People are like, that's stupid.
Mm.
And you got the Civil War trailer, which is, he's my friend. So was I. People are losing their shit over that, and that's a very simple line. Now, why? Because there's history between them.
Yeah, I know. That's what I keep saying.
Do you bleed? It's like, no, the fucking guy.
This is my theory behind everything, all right? This is what I think's happened. Because you put all this together. Okay. Now, if the rumors are true... Right. Why would Warners be looking to cast Jason Todd in a Batman solo film if the Batman solo film is not years away?
Yeah.
Is years away. Now, this is what I think's happened. And this is the rumor going around. But in all honesty, this is what I think's happened. I could be proven totally wrong. I think it has been divisive, the screening. And I think the Batman parts have come up well in the movie.
Oh, no.
I think And the other thing is, Justice League's supposed to be coming out 2 months before episode 8 next year, right? Which has already started filming.
How long?
Like in October or something. Next year.
For what?
Justice League.
Next October?
Yeah. Not this October, next year.
That happened.
Yeah, but and you know who's directing? Zack Snyder. So how... And I don't even like the guy, but fair go to him.
I'll say to you now, he gets sacked if this film doesn't work, and George Miller gets dump truck of money thrown at him.
Yeah.
A fucking dump truck.
I don't even think...
I reckon they'll give him a blank check. This is for any man actor you want to make. Please do justice.
I think what will happen is, for starters, give the guy... Look, I don't even like Zack Snyder, but give the guy a fucking break. He's going to do what? He's going to do 3 months of promoting this movie or whatever, and then he's going to have what? To do Justice League 8? Like,
but why would you trust him to do it?
Because Warners are dumb. They've given him this... After what? After what exactly has he proven?
But even then, the Marvel Universe is not done by one person.
This is my... I keep saying you can't have one director do everything.
No.
And Marvel did it once with Avengers, Avengers 1, Avengers 2, and it didn't work as well as they were going to.
Yeah, but even then, but look, it's still not a bad one.
I am so grateful that Star Wars, the guys, every director's different.
They've been smart, yeah.
Because result when the directors who do... multiple film, like in the same world, one after another. It
but
doesn't
even then,
always come off. In fact, a lot of time it doesn't come off.
Tim Burton was a prime example.
Hey,
Batman Returns.
What's his? The guy who did Iron Man.
Yeah.
What's his name?
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, you know who I mean, though.
Oh,
what's his name?
Jesus Christ.
John Ferrero.
John Ferrero, yeah.
Ferrero.
Got the chocolate.
So what I think's going to happen, this is just what I think. I could be wrong. Okay, let's say it is divisive. For starters, I think they're going to have a very hard time getting to that date next year.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So let's say this is divisive. And what's going to happen is, okay, now the Batman parts have worked. People will get the Ben Affleck Batman next.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
And it probably should happen.
That's what they should do. So chances are it probably won't.
Well, it's like I said, I reckon the good parts of this will be the Ben Affleck Batman.
Yeah,
hopefully. And the good parts from Suicide Squad will be Jared Leto.
Possibly, yeah.
And I reckon the movie might be shit, but he'll stand out and I'll say, do a movie with these two.
I don't think... It's funny, I don't think Suicide Squad will be a shit film. I don't even think Batman vs. Superman is going to be a shit film. I don't think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's going to be a good one. Because I just don't see how...
On the scale of superhero movies we've seen, like obviously you got Dark Knight and all them up top.
Okay.
Batman Forever down the bottom.
People, I watched Dark Knight the other week. This has no chance of getting near them.
Oh!
Like, but people are like, well, it shouldn't. But I'm like, well, why not? Why not? I'm like, why...
It should
be different.
Yeah.
No, it should be different. But why are people just so, well, I can't get near Dark Knight, so don't worry about it. I'm like... That's
easily
fun.
Can, if you have the right story behind it and right director. And visually. As I said, the one thing I'm down on Dark Knight has always been visually.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things that annoy me.
It's not very Batman-ish.
But, I mean, yeah, I just think Warner's... It'll be interesting in a month. I can say, I could be totally wrong and the movie's good. But I just... It's funny how...
I tell you what, if it's a good movie, we're going to cop shit from Cody.
It's funny how Warner... It's funny how... Because Warner's... These two reporters aren't the only people saying this shit, because I've heard other reviewers, like Latino Review, and other people, say at the very worst, it's been Warner's the same, or people from the screen say, this is pretty good. That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement to me.
No, because...
That does not sound like a ringing
endorsement.
I think
Warner Brothers are shitting bricks now. Yeah. I really reckon. Even the posters, you said the promotional stuff, it's just awful.
Well,
how many times do you jump on Facebook and there'll be a Daredevil promotion with Ryan Reynolds acting his ass off trying to promote the movie?
Yeah, but that's been clever. All that shit's been clever. I mean, but that's what Warner's were trying to do with those Turkish Airlines things.
What?
But it wasn't clever. But it ended up having the opposite. They just
compared to like Ryan Reynolds, he did a trailer for Mexico. He did a trailer for Australia where he spoke.
Do you think it's funny that, okay, here's the other thing. Batman vs. Superman's going to premiere in Mexico.
Yeah.
Why? Over the States. I was like, really? don't know.
So,
like, are they worried that it's that bad?
To Mexico, like Butch and Sundance.
So that's why
Donald, Bolivia.
That's why Donald Trump wants the wall up. It's like, all these Mexicans are going to be coming in here. We need to block them off.
Yeah, I don't like Batman versus. I'm Batman, all right? I don't want to see this movie.
Speaking of nutcases, man, that motherfucker, he's getting worse.
That's the American president.
He's getting worse.
Well, what did he do now?
Fuck. Fight with the Pope.
Yeah, well, I'm more religious than you are. He's not a real Christian. It's me.
Yeah, I did hear something about that.
What was that about?
I want to, because they asked the Pope, Francis Benedict, whatever your fucking name.
Benedict. Yeah,
and they asked him about Donald Trump, and he just said the stuff he said is not very Christian. You know, about what he said about Mexicans and all stuff, and how it's not exactly the Christian way. He was like, "I'm more Christian than you are." Yeah. Like, God, I love you, Donald Trump.
The Pope goes, "Fuck off!"
I would love to hear the Pope say that. But honestly, Donald Trump, vote him in, please, because I would love to see this guy run the world. He's an absolute madman.
What's that line? Might not be much of a world left to run if he gets in.
What's that from? Oh, yeah, what the fuck is that from?
I don't know.
I can't remember, yeah. It's just, it's fun.
From Batman vs. Superman to the classroom. Kindergarten Cop 2 trailer came out, people.
I'm going to pick my laptop, so you keep talking.
All right, now, Wayne has not seen this yet. I, on the other hand, have seen it. It is, without doubt, one of the films of the year.
All right, here we go.
At Seattle's most prestigious elementary school, children are given the guidance they need.
Deep breath in, deep breath out.
To become citizens of the world. Fortunately, this academy just hired
He-Man!
Perfect teacher. Dolph Lundgren is Kindergarten Cop 2.
No, he's not.
He knows me, Twix Bar.
He's an undercover FBI agent. Looking for stolen data.
How close are you to making
a kindergarten?
They're definitely warming up.
That was bloody Commissioner Loeb.
One of these holds the key.
They are totally useless for reliable information.
To uncover the truth, he'll have to use every trick in the book.
They can smell fear.
They're six.
I have two mommies, and they tell me I shouldn't trust boys.
Next!
From Universal.
Oh, God, it's bad.
The children. I can handle this.
Dude, you're dreaming.
Hey, settle down! Put that away!
Comes an all-new movie.
Show it our review.
Things can spiral out of control very quickly.
They're little monsters.
Mr. Lee gave us chocolate.
She's funny.
Starring Dolph Lundgren.
All right, everybody, let's sit down.
Indian style.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And Bill Bellamy.
You don't say Indian style.
See what I got to deal with?
Is that the other kindergarten teacher?
She is fine.
The school isn't what I expected.
Tell me about it.
Okay, this looks busy.
Kindergarten Cop 2.
That's how Zach Reed, kindergarten teacher, rolls.
Did you just...
Own it on Blu-ray, Dolph. DVD, and digital HD.
Dolph, seriously.
What the fuck you doing?
So, do you reckon that looks good?
It's still better than those Turkish Airlines, but... It's... yeah.
Listen, hey,
he can't act.
He can too. I've seen Rocky IV, where he doesn't speak. Think Rocky IV.
I got to use
from killing Apollo Creed to doing a bit of a dance.
that doesn't look good.
Are we going to do an audio commentary?
It's sad when Arnold is a better actor.
Believe it or not. I know this is going to shock people. Hold your horses. Sit down, everyone. I hope you're ready for this. That film's not coming out to the cinema. Only the Blu-ray.
No!
Say it, Ed, sir! Say it, Ed, sir! Bring it out on the big screen! THX!
I reckon they should bring Batman of a Superman on Blu-ray straight away.
I reckon Charles should be at the premiere of that. Prince Charles.
That don't look good.
I mean, would you expect it to look good?
I was.
I can't wait. Kindergarten Cop 3. This time it's Melissa McCarthy's the cop.
I thought you could
Why? doesn't even make Dolph Lundgren is Kindergarten Cop 2. If that's his name, I'm very, very disappointed. either that or I'm laughing.
He is Kindergarten Cop. What is it? He is the Kindergarten Cop 2.
Okay. Can we stop with the rap guys being in movies? Those,
who's he, rapper?
I don't know. Bill
Bigamy? What is he?
I don't know. Like, but that's when it is racist. The black sidekick just sitting there. just sitting there while Dolph's sitting there.
But it's racist. You've got to sit down Indian style. Oh, you can't say that. Sammy will be all over that trailer. Racist say Indian style.
If Bill Bellamy doesn't get nominated for best actor in that, racist. Terrible.
But how would it be if Dolph got better?
Dolph gets nominated for best actor. But if Hollywood, if you got the balls, you're going to nominate Dolph.
Now, originally, I said I would like to see him cameo in a He-Make the remake. He-Man remake? I changed my mind.
Don't go anywhere near that film. Dolph has the best. I'll always love that line. Did that line get brought up in your review? I do not want innocent people to die.
Oh, no. We are living.
It's awesome. That line is awesome. It's just the way I do not want innocent people to die.
Well, look, I was trying to get across in that review. He was going to be dubbed. He was that bad.
Was he?
Yeah, is he going to be dubbed?
Have you heard that?
No, I didn't know that. If you watch the making of that's on here where they talk about how Columbus, what is it called?
Cannon
pitches.
Got bombed.
Cannon pitches were going out of.
I can't think of a reason why.
They couldn't.
Superman 4, no retreat, no surrender.
They couldn't pay the staff or anything to make it. So they originally put up half the money. Mantell put up the other half of the money, which is the toy line.
Yeah.
Both of them didn't live up to it. So they were getting no money to make the movie.
Oh,
literally.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why. So when the director was trying to go to one, oh, we need to pay the fucking cast and the fucking crew. Matt went up paying him. So that was the studio. So then he went to Mantell and said, we need to get your half. So, but Matt, we failed on the toy line. We haven't made any money. So they literally getting paid shit. So they literally told him, look, originally He-Man can't kill anyone. There's no blood. The moment the toy line failed, kill him! Do everything! Mass murder! And all this shit. I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Actually a really good making of it.
To see what, the stuff they said you can't do.
Cody P1 was the key man most of the universe making.
Have you seen them? You haven't seen it.
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, him and Skeletor. If people haven't seen, just listen to our review. When they have their final, let this be our final battle.
Yeah.
Clash Swords.
Mm. Oh.
Have you heard?
They, I might have heard of it.
The studio walked in. All right, film's over. Haven't got any money. Like, we've got to film the battle scene. Haven't got money. We'll just cut the credits. That was their idea. It was going to end with them clashing swords. Wow. No fight.
And there wasn't going to be a sequel?
No. Oh. So originally, Chris, what's his name? The director. What's his fucking
Gary
name?
Gary Goddard.
Gary, yeah.
Yeah.
Had to go back that night with one light person, Dolph Lundgren, and Skeletor stunt double to film that sequence. The union would have kicked their ass if they had to do it in secret to have a fight scene. And then they showed him that, then they did the whole end when Skeletor falls down the pit. But otherwise, film's over. Fucking hell, film's over. Like, they're bad. You imagine
Dark Knight,
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
If you want to, perhaps she will. Never! No, film a trilogy's over. Lose their shit. Now, yes, I did compare Star Wars to Return of the Jedi to He-Man.
There was a lot of Star Wars influence in that movie.
Oh, God, yeah.
Heaps.
He was like, they're just Darth Vader.
That is true.
Whacked his head on backwards.
Because
their idea was, hey, Gwildor builds his cosmic key. He doesn't know how to use it.
He said that.
He's bright, actually. He's like, Evil Inn picks up, knows how to use it, but the inventor can't even work out how to build the fucking key.
It is Billy Barty, huh? I love Gwildor. I thought he was
great. He's like the baby chicken. When he walks up and drags, and you're like, what the? I don't get it. That's the whole point.
Well, there's some hidden meaning.
I loved it.
James Tolkien, did they at least like James Tolkien?
Oh, no, they didn't like him.
Dear God.
No taste.
At all, those two. Speaking of Master of the Universe, great film.
Kindergarten Cop.
Spotlight.
I watched. You finally saw Spotlight.
I saw Spotlight. about fabric.
That's from Christian Bale, right?
No, Spotlight's about priests molesting everyone.
Oh, Cody's favourite film.
Is it? No. Just said the word boys in molestation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spotlight is a good film. So you haven't seen it. Is it Michael Keaton?
The one Michael Keaton, yeah.
Incredible
Rachel McAdams? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, she's still hot, that chick. She can act, too. How about that? What's his name? Mark Ruffalo.
Yep.
Yeah,
Hulk and Batman.
Yeah, Hulk and Batman fight. And there's one bit where he gets really mad. You're not gonna report this. No, I'm gonna leave. We're gonna leave. I'm like, he's getting turning green. Look at it. Look at it.
He's Mark Ruffalo is actually a good. I like.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Except one film, Shutter Island, which he just couldn't care about being in the film at all.
I think
he realized I'm acting with Leo. I don't have a chance. So I just be here.
What Shutter Island? What? The Spotlight.
Spotlight.
It's a good. Okay. Think of all the President's Men. That's not going to mean much to you.
How many men do they have?
It's one that's Cody's favorite film.
He's going to cop this shit for a long time.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't see the photo I did of P1, did you? P1, did you?
No.
Which, maybe that's why. You ever thought maybe that's why Cody likes Man of Steel? Just the name.
Just keep talking. I'm going to see if I can find this photo. Yep. Spotlight. All right. So the movie's about the initial investigation in... we should really research more. In Boston. In Boston into the Catholic priest's pedophilia. All right?
Yeah.
And it's about how it all came out in the news and all that. It's a very... It's in some ways big, similar to... The Big Short, the one, my favorite movie of the year, Big Short.
Oh, the one with Christian Bale.
Yeah, the one with Christian Bale. It's that sort of film. So it's a slow burn. Mum hated it. Adalia fell asleep. It was just me and Dad sitting there going, "This is a good film." But they're like, "Fucking dumb,
great man. Taste."
Nothing happened. Didn't even see him unless the children.
Oh yeah, because that's what everyone wants to see.
But it's a clever movie. It's a well done. You like the characters. They're all interesting.
I've heard great things from it.
It's a good movie. I mean, you don't need to pay to go see it at the movies.
Of course, it's on DVD by now.
Well, it's not here. It's not even been released.
I'll say it, you sue.
Take a guess. The But as a film, like, it's definitely got a lot to offer. There's conflict. They're all Catholic, the reporters.
I hate Catholics.
But that makes it more interesting. Yeah. So it's not just having a go at religion. It's, will like the way the priests are presented in this.
Oh, because they're assholes.
They're presented as assholes.
Yeah. It's a true story, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like...
Keaton's great.
Naturally.
What was that for?
Oh, I just got bored.
Blaine's got a photo of P1.
No, Cody.
Holding the big love photo.
Big TV of Batman vs. Superman.
He's like, I love you. Have you sent that to him?
P1's got it. Yeah. I think he's shown it to Cody.
He's going to be pissed.
Oh, well, it happened. But yeah, Spotlight.
The only thing... The rest of the guy's body's white. So Cody's head and the guy's body's white.
He's starting to change. He's like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Both like young boys.
Yeah. Cody Jackson. So Spotlight. No, Spotlight's definitely good. I give it 8.5 out of 10.
His head's sticking out.
8.5 out of 10.
Ah, decent.
Yeah. That's one of our highest rating. Decent. Yeah. All right, because we don't really give.
Well, apparently everyone thinks I hate everything. So.
Yeah, you do. Speaking of things you hate, let's do the Deadpool review.
I did not. I loved it. Well, look, there's me and P1 have done a review for it.
So what did you give it again?
I gave
High See It.
High See It. Yeah.
Very good movie. Very good movie. I mean, Dahlia didn't like it.
And you paid a good price to see this.
Oh.
How much is your movie ticket?
$400. 400. So I was praying that this was a good movie. Literally, I was like a priest in that movie.
You get a refund.
There was 8 of us going. I booked for the wrong day. Right?
I'm telling you, you can get a refund.
It was no. I've already tried to like no refunds.
No, that's bullshit. What cinema?
In the city. In
event,
the event. Event. City.
You can get a refund.
I just saw the next topic. Oh, I can't wait to get to it.
Oh, no.
The What was it? Yeah, so, but, and it was funny because I printed the paper out, didn't notice anything Friday. And then as I was leaving, it was like the end of Usual Suspects.
Copy, mate.
Friday! I was like the Queen. Friday? Supposed to be my way! The Queen out of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I was trying to work out
which Alice Queen. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. It's like Friday! Yeah, because Queen Elizabeth's always...
By the way, what? Her appearance in 2012. What a load of shit.
What?
Did you see the Queen in 2012?
She in it?
Yeah, with her getting to the big arc boats. You see these corgis run out the fucking Queen's leading them out. Oh, like, fucking what?
I thought she acted in it.
No, not the actual Queen.
But it's a lookalike. Sorry, they couldn't get her in any movie. Oh, 2012, I'll be in that bastard.
They probably just told her.
I love her.
No, she's acted in one thing. It was the James Bond.
Oh, yeah, Olympics, but yeah. For the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, she wouldn't let William be in that? Prince William?
He's a Bond fan, though. Well, they all.
No, no, but she's like such a Bond fan. Yeah. Oh, I'm members. Yeah, it's
I'm sure that was her.
Oh, just me. You stay out, little cunt.
Why do we sound like a Monty Python?
I heard the, Yeah! So,
Deadpool.
$200! God!
You can get a refund, I'm telling you. You can, because we saw, me and Jamie saw Beauty and the Beast today, because we haven't seen it, because...
Yeah.
Never seen it before. It's a good movie. Disney might make some money off that. But they re-released it here, because they're doing a promo with that.
Yeah, because it's Disney, yeah.
But we literally were on our way to see it, where we got a text... By the way, screening cancelled.
What?
From Parramatta.
Oh.
So then we went to Castle, but we got a refund straight away.
So what did you end up watching?
The same thing, but at Castle.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know why Parramatta's screening fucked up.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Okay, Deadpool, the review.
Sure, Deadpool.
Well, I don't know, because I'm still sitting there crying. $400
for this.
For this. It's a good film, but still.
Could have been worse. Could have been fucking Batman vs. Superman.
Jesus
Christ.
And then I didn't even get the new trailer for Batman vs. Superman. I was very disappointed. Yeah, very good film. I mean, Ryan Reynolds.
Look, I think I would have liked it more than you, but that was just...
No. I liked it a lot. I think all the other comic book films this year have to raise their fucking game. Because it was very... I mean, the only thing about it for me was that it pushed the humor maybe a little too much. But
yeah.
Not that much.
That's
a... Very,
like I said,
very minor criticism.
Like I didn't know if it was on the review or not. It was me and P1 talking. The only criticism I had with it was if the humor would date, because it's very today. Giving shit to Deadpool from Wolverine Origins, giving shit to Wolverine.
But that's always going to be there.
I hope so.
Holiday special. That we still make fun of that. It's 40 fucking years later.
Like, I just hope that doesn't date it.
I don't think they'll date it. Well, one thing I disagree with some people about, which the villain, I thought he was good.
Francis.
I thought he was a good villain. I thought he was different than they've done. And I thought he was creepy enough. Not every villain's going to be Blofeld. Every villain's going to be the Joker.
Yeah, but even then, it was good that he wasn't a big mainstream Marvel.
Yeah, that's what I liked. You know, I thought
he was just
character. He was just this fucking henchman who was a villain. He was a baddie. And he was sinister and, like, I thought he was a good bad guy.
Yeah, I did pull fucking with him, throwing fucking tire hubs at him.
Sure. Yeah, I thought Ryan Reynolds was great. I thought she was great. I thought, okay, the movie wouldn't have worked for me if I didn't care about the love story. And I cared about it.
But what was she better in, Gotham or this?
I can't even remember her in Gotham.
You only saw her in the Jerome episode.
I just don't want to talk about it. On the whole, I think the music was a bit forgettable, but then...
Oh, they had a great intro, though, with that music.
Oh, I thought the end credits were great, too.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the end credits with him on the trumpet and it were really good. Everyone in the cinema seemed to really, really enjoy it, so I think it's going to have very good word of mouth.
Do you reckon it might make some money back?
Well, that's the thing that shocked me more than anything else.
Last show, I remember what I was saying.
I don't know.
I said the thing will do well, it'll do 80. And that was me saying at its best.
Yeah.
What did it do?
150. Yeah. It was something.
Yeah, just slightly off.
It was
over 100, I know.
Yeah, 130 or 40 or something like that.
But that's right, it made its money back.
Yeah, and not. I mean, the interesting part will now be, what would I give it out of 10? Probably the same as, funnily enough, fucking, what do you call it, Spotlight, 8.5. Or 8, but 8, 8.5. There isn't much not much you can be down on. The fight scenes were good.
What did Dali give it?
Dali's like, it was all right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I tell you what, her review, this was her review. When it comes out on DVD, I won't buy it. And she buys some shit. No,
2012.
She preferred Green Lantern. There you are. There's your review, people, from Adele.
P1, put the laptop down. Don't choke.
But you P1
literally just fell off his chair.
You got to understand, she doesn't read comic books. And she likes shit.
That's the other thing.
But I tell you what. Okay. It's like I've said. She'll go see any movie. She doesn't want to see Batman versus Superman. It's one movie.
I got some good taste.
That's part of the reason why I'm going to struggle to go see it. Because I can't turn around and say, oh, but I'm looking forward to it.
I reckon if there's a midnight screening, you and me should go midnight.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
That'd just be...
awesome. I think it'd be too prepared. It's 2.5 hours, isn't it?
I would love to get myself on camera, filming with P1, to watch it both at the same time, simultaneously.
And if they have the Ghostbusters trailer on there, even better.
Because I reckon P1 will walk out.
I
want to ask when he's going to see it, actually. That would be curious. He'll get an advanced screen.
Colossus. What did you think of Colossus?
I love Colossus.
Is he supposed to be Russian? I never knew that.
Yeah, and the other ones that didn't do Russian. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was very interesting the way they bet. There's a lot of in-on jokes for movie people.
Oh, God.
Like, a lot.
I love that.
That's part of the reason that Dali was down on it, because she didn't get a lot of it.
Yeah.
She said, I don't get a lot of these jokes. Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't understand. Oh, like,
I forgot to review in the review talk about it. He's sitting in the bedroom, there's the rain. She's like, what's wrong? He's like, I just had a terrible dream. You know, Liam Neeson's daughter got taken again in those movies. Yeah. He's like, you have to start wondering after 3 times, is he just a bad father?
Yeah.
I was like, fucking Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Fox, they fucking drilled Fox.
Yeah.
Fox all the way through it. Which begs the point now that it's made all this money.
Are they going to fucking
leave Fox it alone? Is Fox going to trust them to it? Because Fox don't have the best history when it comes to this sort of shit. They really don't.
It's like, when I was away, I rewatched Wolverine. Not Wolverine Origins, Wolverine.
Mm.
It's not that good.
I don't think we ever said it was that good.
I know, but I actually thought it was, like, it's a lot better than Wolverine Origins, which obviously it is.
Which one? Oh, the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Oh.
I love some of the scenery and shit like that, but I'm like, I think they do need a Wolverine rated R version.
I watched Chappie the other day too.
Oh,
I'll talk to you about it next week. Because I have a few things to say about that one. But yeah,
P1, get ready.
Yeah, he already knows I've spoken to him about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've spoken to him about. So on the whole, I thought Deadpool was everything people said it was going to be. It was very good. It's how a comic book film should be done. You care about the characters. The villains are good. The fight scenes are good. Writing's good. Yeah. What else can you say?
I can see why people wouldn't love it.
That would be my only other criticism is that you really do have to be a comic book movie person to get it. Because that's what Adali didn't get a lot of the shit. Say, how many people are going to remember about Deadpool being in Wolverine?
Yeah.
Fucking. But then again, the argument is, is part of a series.
Yeah, the people who would have seen this would, though.
Yeah.
The people who really wanted to see it wouldn't see a fucking Deadpool.
Because she brought a client, a fucking gorgeous client, too. And she didn't get a lot of it either.
Yeah.
That's just it. But everyone else who was a fucking comic book nerd in the movie, and the cinema was packed, really enjoyed it. And my mates and me both really enjoyed it, so... Don't be too hard on my wife, please. She has to live with me. Give me a break. Joe Blow had a story the other day.
What? They should. They're a fucking news site.
About a toy that's come out.
Ah, shit.
People.
The P1, if you think this movie looks good, you come here and suck my balls right now.
People.
Right. Fuck this film.
People. The villain for Ghostbusters has been revealed. I'm loving it. P1 thinks I'm not looking for this movie. P1, I'm loving every moment of this. because people are seriously mad. In fact, when this toy came out...
Original. How wonderful.
When this toy came out, did you read the comments on Joe Blow?
It was hate.
it was really harsh. It was like, poor Fee can sit on his fat ass with that toy and twirl it. It's like, just laughing at someone.
I don't need to say anything now. I'm just letting the fans speak for themselves.
The villain for Ghostbusters. You were away when you saw this, didn't you?
I almost fell off the couch.
Were you like,
no, I literally,
Bill Wakeman, Peter Wakeman in the opening sequence of the cartoon?
Because what time did you send it to me? I can't remember. It was either early morning or late. I remember I was kind of...
Should we say who the villain is? The villain for Ghostbusters is the logo. With a bow tie.
The bow tie, yep.
And sharp teeth. I love how.
Oh, well, maybe in.
I think I'm just so out of anger now. I just can't even speak about
maybe,
it.
Well, that's the way I. You gotta just laugh now because it's over the point of hatred now. It's like it's so fucking retarded. It's silly. It's like you're picking on a retarded idiot. You feel bad now. And I'm sorry. I still stand by it. It's not going to be as big as everyone thinks.
No, that's fine.
It's not. After seeing that, I'm like, yeah, I'm convinced now.
Look, have you heard anyone say it looked good?
Not one person.
What's the baddie's name? I don't know.
They did say
Ramon or something.
Something like that.
I was like, what? Ramon. I love how Mattel, too, are shown off with pride. I was like, this is the lead villain from the new Ghostbusters.
Name one person who's going to buy any of those figures. Anyone. I've got a feeling one of the fucking fans are buying it. I've got a feeling that's going to happen. Because I'll send it to P1, he knows where I live. And I'm going to see a little parcel on my new...
the logo will pop out. No, the worst part... This is why people are like, oh, the original's still there. I'm like, yeah, but when I look at the logo, I'm like, that's the baddie from the new one.
I know. I'm going to be watching the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah, with the opening.
Yeah, the opening, the logo walks in.
Wandered in the street.
Like, great.
I'm walking to McCarthy.
Great. You, the real Ghostbusters cartoon, and spy the villain. Fuck you.
How did you react when you saw it?
Jamie even commented,
oh, that looks terrible.
That looks terrible. I literally, because I got my phone, I was at halfway, and I was like, new villain. Okay, whatever. I'm like, okay. Threw my phone. I was like, my anger was gone. I'm like, I'm emotionless. This is not right. I was like, maybe because the nice beach waves are soothing my anger. And I'm like, I don't care.
You know what? I was Tommy Lee Jones.
What?
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Throw my phone. Couldn't care.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm done.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're not. Because there was also something else from Ghostbusters that came out this week. That just had me confused.
I know.
It's just a teaser to the teaser.
A teaser.
We're getting teasers to teasers now.
No, but we've been getting that for a while, right? So I'm not going to be too harsh on that. But we had teasers for trailers that are like weeks and weeks away. Like, what is it? 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Normally
March
we get
3rd, I think.
Yeah, well, normally we get trailers or teasers for films like that are like 2 or 3 days later.
I've changed my tune on this film. I can't fucking wait till it comes out. I can't wait because the level of insanity. It's just true. Watching people's reaction is just gold. You should have read the comments on that site. There was just. It was like, that fucking bastard!
I don't know, people are like, oh, they're talking about it again. We can't help it.
You saw the villain, it's hilarious!
Throwing shit out, and the worst thing
hilarious.
Is, by the time we do the next show, we're going to have the trailer.
The trailer's people coming up on the next show!
It's like, what, do we not talk about it because we're overly talking about it? Or do people want to hear what we actually have to say?
So
it's like, what do you do?
Well, we're not. It depends on which aspect of it. Like, we're not bashing Melissa McCarthy this time. She's not responsible for this part.
As I said, P1, as you said, he's everything. The only thing he's not looking forward to with this is Melissa McCarthy. I'm like, she's the least of the worries with this film.
I don't like remakes. I don't even know what this is.
P1 said, is this a remake?
It is.
But they can't decide because they're trying
to. It is a remake.
They're trying to hide it.
Yeah. But it is because it's about them going into business Ghostbusting.
Thank you.
How is that not a remake?
Want a librarian or some shit?
Yeah, no. Once a supernatural commando.
the black chick. That's what she's called. A supernatural commander.
Oh.
You sure you're not... and the other one, a spectral investigator.
Yes, because they look just like the part.
Commander. John Matrix. The warrior.
You remember the time I said I'd trap you last?
I lied.
What's her name? Leslie Jones? The...
She's horrible. I hate that one.
You've only seen her in the Kylo Ren sketch.
No, not her. The other one. The white chick with the glasses and the sleeves rolled up to look like a tough lesbian. Like, fuck off. You fucking lesbian whore.
Problem isn't that they're women. I've said it over and over and I'll keep saying it. Part of it. Don't go remaking classic films. I'm sorry, just stop doing it.
So you got no problem that it's a whole woman cast?
Not really.
As long as Tommy doesn't drive past.
Not really.
Sorry, when that came out.
I don't want anything to do with you sometimes. I'm just going to look at Cody.
And then looking at me. Cody's looking at me on the screen at the moment.
And the worst thing is...
with love hearts around him.
Just say that happened and drove off. You hear the song, Saving the Day, Saving the Day.
Just drive off.
Oh, God. Even though I hate myself at times.
Yeah, me too.
Just that song, so I'm Saving the Day.
I'm thinking of a few other songs, but I'm not going there. I've got restraint.
Well, you've got restraint, Mark.
Clean up
the town. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep, P1. If you want to edit this show, it's your job.
I tried to get him off it. I told him I was going to try.
Failed.
That's why.
He did dob himself in.
What?
He did dob himself in, so he did the right thing.
P1.
No.
He dobbed him. Where has P1 ever dobbed himself?
That's when Cheech Marin said, "Oh, better late than never."
That's it. Laura Dern, bound for episode 8. Laura Dern, star of Jurassic Park, and such classics as Blue Velvet and that weird episode of
Jurassic Married, Park Married 3. With Children.
Yeah, Jurassic Park 3. Who's going to be fucking God knows who
in Star Wars. No one knows.
No one knows.
All we know is
Mara Jade. That's what they keep saying.
Benicio del Toro.
That casting I love.
Yeah.
I don't even mind Laura Dern. I mean,
Laura Dern.
I mean, I don't think she's a great character in Jurassic Park, though.
Oh, God, no.
One thing about Jurassic Park, are the characters...
I forget them.
You know how everyone always says Jurassic Park is a great character?
No.
I think Ian Malcolm is a great character.
That's
I think
really
Richard
it.
Attenborough, he was a good character.
Yeah, he was different.
And I think Sam Neill's...
Jeff Goldblum,
all right.
He's boring. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum's the only one who like, has any kind of character to him.
Well, what about Nedry?
He's all right. He's
fat, stupid... Samuel Jackson, who's my girl?
I don't, you know who I don't like in Jurassic Park?
Muldoon.
Clever girl!
Oh,
yes. Is he looking Australian or what?
I don't know. It should all be destroyed.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
He's just sitting there as a toy.
Going past T-Rex
next. That's the point. You imagine you work at your line of work and all you're doing is put shit on it.
Yeah.
Like, you literally,
should all be destroyed. Place is a shithole.
Like, you get paid by this place, you realize?
We do that.
No, I'm sure.
You do that.
No, I do.
I do know you do that.
I do that worse than anyone.
But how do you feel about Laura Dern being in Star
Wars? Fine.
Yeah, Defense.
Look, everyone's, big Max von Sydow. Fucking three lines and you're gone.
Yeah, I suppose.
He'd be dead.
I don't know.
Kylo Ren sliced him up.
Yeah, I know.
Spoilers, people.
No. But I that's, yeah, I'm sorry.
I reckon he's gone.
I don't know.
Flashbacks,
they could
maybe,
do
yeah.
anything. I mean, that's just.
Well, there's a lot of talk saying he's a Jedi and all this bullshit.
He probably is, but I mean,
I don't know about Flashback.
I don't know about Flashback. I like the way they did it in Episode 7.
Well, what about the teaser trailer we got for Episode 8?
Better than the Ghostbusters.
Better than the fucking Ghostbusters. Better than the fucking Batman airline Superman.
It's
just Mark Hamill sitting there.
Why do you think that Ghostbusters trailer? I don't really get the point of it. Like,
it's nothing. It's a bunch of shots in New York. Bunch of cops.
No,
driving
but cops looking out. Like, even
the sad part is,
by.
The sad part is, it looks more like a fucking Batman trailer than Batman.
Bit,
police driving around, shit.
Yeah, oh,
Yeah.
It does look more like Gotham. It's sad.
George Gaines. Did you know who he was?
Familiar.
Commandant Lassard.
Oh!
From the Police Academy film.
Oh, bastard.
He's had a very, very, very bad week.
Oh, I got his dick sucked off.
That's right.
It's like two...
It's not that high.
He was a good man. Wasn't he also in, like, Perfect Strokes or something?
Different shows.
Different shows. Perfect Strokes. He was a show where he, you know, he was on the show.
Your Punky Brewster.
Who?
Punky Brewster.
Never heard of it.
Never. Yeah, he was also in the Police Academy TV series.
I always thought he was... what you
talk about Willis's father?
No, but he's been in that.
Yeah.
No, but he was...
I always thought he was the main guy in that.
No. That's Conrad...
Conrad... Bain. Oh, yeah.
Conrad Bain.
Bain. Yes, Bain. Yeah. You might have raised black children. I live with them. I inveiled them.
Yeah, but... Yeah, he died.
No, who?
Conrad Pooh.
Commandant Lassard.
So, yeah, George Gaines. But the funniest part was, he's never been young. He was one of those guys... He was born old, like Steve Martin.
He was old when he did Police Academy 1.
Yeah.
He did six more sequels before he fucking got the ass.
Yeah, and then the series.
He was in the series.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Poor bastard.
He just couldn't get away.
People thought he was a cop in real life, he reckons.
How?
And people came up to him.
That hopeless. Yeah.
Like, are you really Commandant Lassard?
Yes.
The sad part is, the last Police Academy movie was 7. That was god awful.
Yeah. I like his goldfish, though.
He's never in it.
His goldfish?
He dropped it out of a window.
Oh, there's another reason not to like it. But look, I always liked that character in it. I always thought Commandant Lassard
just
idiot.
Wander around, not a clue,
on his golf, got his golf buggy.
I like it. Police Academy 5 is a pretty shit movie. But you know one part that's funny? That when he gets kidnapped and he just thinks it's like a demonstration.
This is the best demonstration I've ever seen.
I reckon we need to nominate them for spoiling at the movie.
Police Academy 5?
Police Academy movie. No, forget movie. Do them all. The Police Academy marathon. 1 to 7.
No.
But and while you're at it, you can put in that fucking terrible movie I watched. National
Lampoon. No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, we're going to watch that sometime.
You can.
I already have! 20 minutes!
No, I've seen enough.
Rip it.
How old was he when he died?
98 or 99.
Oh, God, old bastard.
George Gaines. Good guy.
You never knew him.
He chose Mahoney.
He beat up Odo.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he meant in Star Trek. I couldn't imagine Commandant Lassard in Deep Space Nine.
I was like, see if you get this reference.
No, it's look. You want to explain that?
No.
In Police Academy 5, the villain is played by the guy who played Odo in Deep Space Nine.
He also played... Edward Nigma's psychiatrist.
It was Two-Face.
Also the mad chef in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Edward Nigma's psychiatrist.
He was. He's Edward Nigma's psychiatrist.
He was, too. Yeah.
He keeps claiming he is Batman.
They deleted a shitload of material.
I can understand
in
why.
Batman Forever. They
deleted the whole movie.
Because he's in the opening with Two-Face.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, the deleted cuts. Some of those deleted scenes actually weren't too bad.
The giant bat.
Yeah,
people
some of them.
The ideas, in fact, the ideas suck.
Yeah,
that was on last night, Batman Forever.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, they're doing the marathon.
That's an awful movie.
Did you watch it?
I saw bits of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? I watched half of it. I'm like, why am I watching this?
That a lot of people got into Batman because of that movie.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
It's horrible. What's the point of it?
Oh.
What's the point of it? All right. Now, we've all seen these billboards. You've seen them. I've seen them. We've seen them. People in America have seen them. Donald Trump seen them.
I actually don't know what the point is.
George Gaines saw them before he died. I don't understand the point of turning around and saying,
and getting your conversation.
I don't understand why a company would turn around that makes juice and turn around and say, this has 4% real mangoes in it. Now, you've seen these, haven't you?
4% or forget mango. 4% real orange. 4%. That's all right. It's 96%. That's just shit.
It's just sugar.
But it's all right. And the funny part was, if they didn't say that, I'd think there was more in it. So they're like destroying themselves with their own advertising.
Made with real mangoes. It's like, how are you going to make a fake mango?
You know what I mean. I work with a lot of this shit. I see it all the fucking time. You see all these people buy all these juices and like, oh, this is good for you. I was like, you do realize half of that is sugar and just shit thrown inside of it. Like, that's what it's, no added sugar. Must be good. Mate, no added sugar means it's got still a shitload of sugar in it.
Yeah, I've got a Dahlia's parent.
You know where Dahlia's parents are? Chemical engineers.
Nutcases. Yeah,
that too. I saw something on their fridge the other week, right?
No anal?
It's a bit of a sequel to that story. Years ago, I had a story that said that on their fridge was a note that said no anal. I was trying to figure out for years what it was or what it meant. I sort of had a sequel to that last week when I looked up on the fridge and there was a note. And I was like, what does that say? And I took a look. Anal opening. Now, if you know what that could mean, please write in.
Please ask Cody Williams, care of Movie Spoil.
Maybe it's a shop.
Anal open.
Maybe it's a shop that's going to open.
I think it must be anal, must be a shop.
What shop is going to be called anal?
Would you remember the name of it? Of course you would.
Anal, yeah.
Imagine dialing him up. It's just anal.
Just as you're going to get something out of the fridge. I was putting back some... Anal opening.
Can you imagine talking to your missus and stuff? Just going down and getting a little anal.
That's true.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Pick up something from the anal.
No. Why did you
how do you approach that conversation? How exactly do I bring up an anal opening over lunch?
What's the sticker? Is it a shop or something? So what do they say?
That might be embarrassing.
What do you think they're going to say? Oh, no, it's arse sex. Of course I'm not going to say that.
Something wrong with my arse opening.
Say that, I'll be more proud of them.
I'm curious.
Take a photo of it.
Take a photo of anyone's anal. If the shop opens, I will. But until then,
opening. And the worst thing is, don't dare type that into Google search.
Yeah, somebody do that. Somebody find out what it means. Because I ain't asking. Maybe I should get a Dahlia in and ask her.
How much of this chaos? She'll find it. She finds out all this other random shit.
I tell you, she's great.
She finds out.
Sherlock Holmes.
She makes this show. Because she finds all this news.
And I'm like, what?
Every morning, I can wake up knowing I'm going to be disappointed in something.
I know.
I'm serious. I know the moment Ghostbusters trailer came on. Yeah. You won't send it to me. You'll get it to me before anyone else.
Yeah, I know.
Always. I do thank you for ruining my mornings.
You must have some link to the studios. Maybe they send a quick send this to
her. She sees it before anyone else.
Yeah.
So every morning I wake up disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I agree. No, amazing. The mango juice. Oh, yeah. That's what really, if they didn't say 4% mango, I'd assume there was more in it.
Yeah, but is it mango and something else?
They don't even say 4% real mango. Well, what does that mean? Well, I know what it means.
It's got fucking 4% and 96% of sugar.
4% is one drop of piss.
You really? What?
How do you know that?
Well, 4% is fuck all. But how big's the bottle?
How do you know it's one drop of piss?
Well, I'm just taking a guess. But how big's the bottle you're talking about?
Is it a big bottle?
Yeah, it looks pretty big. It looks like...
4% is fucking nothing.
Yeah, that's the point of this. That's the point of this whole conversation.
God damn! God.
Yeah, but that they say all those orange juices and all that, unless it's freshly squeezed, just as bad for you as.
But even then, freshly squeezed. What? Well, what else is going to be free? How else are you going to squeeze it out? Unless it's fucking fresh when you do it.
But you got to indicate it somehow.
What are you going to do? Cut up a mango, leave it there for a month.
But that's what they do with the fucking juices and bottles.
What? No, they don't. They just squeeze it out.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Can we go back to the anal opening?
as much. I could follow that a little bit more. Like Baron Harkonnen. Squeeze
the anal opening. Oh. See, we've got a couple more stories, but I think maybe we should end it with the worst story.
Oh, God, which one?
I don't even know if you know this. Do you know they're doing a Lethal Weapon TV series?
Yeah.
And do you know who's playing the...
Not only can you be disappointed with the words Lethal Weapon TV series, and then the casting is even worse.
Who exactly would you get to replace these people? Danny Glover and Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
I think Danny Glover could still replace Danny Glover.
Seriously, there is no...
Damon Wayans. He's playing Detective Roger Murtaugh.
This is a show that will fail after one episode. No one wants to see it without them.
Yeah, I don't.
Same with the
Rush
Hour.
But they said that
show.
About fucking Mad Max. I bet you said that too. This movie will fail. No one will want to see it.
I said I always wanted to see. The moment they said they're replacing Mel Gibson, I was like, that's fucked. Depends who. If it was anyone else, or depending.
It was going to be Heath Ledger at one stage.
One stage, yeah. That would be weird.
Yeah.
But, you know,
post-Dark Knight, it probably would have worked.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah.
But pre-Dark Knight, who knows?
Yeah. But, that's a different kind of thing. A TV series is remaking the show. Whereas, like, Mad Max is still in the same universe. It's just recast. It's like James Bond.
Mm.
It's always the same person, just different character, a different actor playing it. And it can be frustrating at times, but it's all right.
Yeah.
This is like saying, all those movies you loved, fuck them, we're going to redo it again on a TV show. And look, he's a shit actor. Just throw him in the mix.
I can't wait.
It won't work.
Is this the guy who put the bananas in the tailpipe? Was this Wayans?
Yes.
All right.
That wasn't Wayans.
Was it David Wayans?
Okay. Fuck, I forgot that was him.
Yeah, so there you go. Beverly Hills Cop has led to...
Because you think about it, they could not get a Beverly Hills Cop TV series off the chart, off the fucking pilot show with Eddie Murphy in it. What chance are you going to have doing this?
It's sad that Eddie Murphy's fallen that far. Like, I remember, that's just it. All your kids now and all that are going to be raised with any Eddie Murphy.
His name is Donkey.
Like, yeah, and that's it.
That's
like,
it's sad.
Like, there was a time when Eddie Murphy was a cutting-edge comedian. And now it's...
Fucking long time
ago. It's a long time ago now. But
we're talking about, like, early
90s.
I know this guy,
right? He's a friend of mine. He will excuse Eddie Murphy to this day for anything. Like, he will pay to see any movie he's in. And
What was the last movie you paid to see?
Eddie Murphy? Metro. I honestly think it was Metro.
I was going to say, no.
Do you count Shrek?
No, the fat fucking...
Nutty Professor.
Yeah, that shit.
I think that was done before Metro.
Second one?
I didn't pay to see the second one.
I think I saw that shit.
That was terrible, the second one.
Besides that... Look, he got a lot of praise for it, but I didn't see it. I still haven't seen it.
Dreamgirls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. But then he did Norbert straight after it, I think.
Jesus, how? You get nominated for an Oscar and then you do that shit. Fucking hell.
He just makes bad choices, I don't...
Yeah, like sleeping with Scary Spice.
Pretty
bad choice.
And then he... And I just... Yeah, it's just... I think he was a very talented guy who just lost his mind. But as most fucking Scary Spice, that would do it to you.
Oh, yeah, well, they had a kid together.
Did they?
Yeah. He had an affair with her and she got pregnant.
Scary Spice.
No, so, no.
Any chick he could have.
Mel B, whatever her name is. Yeah.
Mel
is that
B.
Her name? Mel
sounds
B.
Like a, sounds like a Coke.
Sounds like a mango juice.
Mel B.
4% mango.
Mel B. 4% Mel B.
4% Mel B. You'll get a kid out of it.
In her anal opening.
Yeah. Okay, Damon Wayans is Roger Murtaugh.
You don't think it'll work?
You even asked me those
you
words.
You don't think it'll work.
No, I was going to make a really bad joke.
As long as it doesn't have anything to do with Tommy?
No, it wasn't, maybe?
No.
No, I'm not going there. Even I'm offended by that one.
Could you see Damon Wayans on a toilet?
Yes.
Being flushed down it, yeah.
That's in a toilet.
Like the turd he is. No.
Yeah.
Look, anyone playing, don't do it. Just don't do it. They're not going to work.
It's like the Rush Hour TV series. That's not going to work.
Are they doing that?
Yeah, they've already got it filmed.
Oh.
It looks awful.
Who's doing it?
Don't know. Looks awful.
Are you going to play Jackie Chan?
Looks awful.
Billy
Chan. Some agent. Some Asian dude. Dali's dad. No. As long as he brings the anal opening.
Yeah, that's right.
Rush Hour into the anal opening.
Rush Hour anal opening.
The series.
Yeah.
So how does Danny Glover feel about this?
Well, I don't know how he would feel.
What?
Danny Glover?
Yeah, about the... What? I don't know how he would feel. I'm not Danny
Has
Glover.
Has he said anything?
Oh, you're not Danny Glover.
Well, you like how you reveal it.
Really not Danny Glover.
But you're looking at me. I want to know Danny Glover feels about it. I'm like, not Danny Glover.
What? You take that as a... I was hinting.
Wonder how Danny Glover feels about it. Like you're Bruce Wayne or Batman.
He's like drunk in the middle of his boat or some shit.
They didn't recast you. They can recast me, Riggs. Sure. You've been in a lot of movies.
Oh, no. It's offensive. And it's Warner Brothers doing it.
Is it Warner's?
Yeah. Don't own it, so.
I thought it was Fox TV or something.
Oh, Warner's for... Yeah.
Fuck, I find that confusing.
Fuck them.
But I'm over
it. I'm over the world. I'm over TV. I'm over movies.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because things are about to get better. Because next episode we're doing two things. Number one, we'll probably bring in the movie trial.
Oh, yes. Which
would be...
Explain the idea at all.
Basically, just something different. It's sort of a new segment we have. We get accused from, and I agree with them, that
I don't,
like, that we both agree on a lot of movies. Like, but there's a shitload of
movies. I tell you, we're brothers. Usually we won't agree.
We actually, there's a lot of movies we don't agree on. Mm-hmm. And the idea is,
But it might not even be a movie. It could be
a book.
Or book, a video game, TV-based.
Yeah.
Cody Williams,
Damon.
Cody,
I am defending.
Yeah, maybe we could. Yeah, prosecute. We take something that I, you know, first week it's my turn, so I'm going to go after a movie you like,
and
give the reasons why I think it's overrated or it should be flushed.
You have
the
to
toilet.
Be the attorney, the attacker.
No, the Harvey Dent.
Oh, yeah, the prosecutor.
Yeah,
and I've got to be the defendant
and come up with reasons why you like it. And as far as the judge goes, we haven't thought that far ahead.
There you are.
Extra work for you.
So yeah, that's one thing we're going
to
start.
It's actually a good idea because it's going to be it will be an actual thing where we have to actually think and plan out.
We've been thinking for things.
It's like our top tens we write out and we do plan. And
We've spoken a lot about Batman versus Superman and Ghostbusters, but those films are going to come and go.
So I just
and we need something else.
I see this like Night Court.
I was thinking more.
Well, I'm going to have Exhibit A.
I was thinking more like A Few Good Movies.
A Few Good Men.
You can't handle the truth.
I'll be Tom Cruise next week. Oh.
Great, that makes you Jack.
Well, right.
And the second thing, because when you introduce something new, you got to have something old, like a wedding, right? Something new, something old,
something blue.
The Ghostbusters trailer will be out March 3rd. We will be recording on what date?
I will be dead by March 4th.
What date? So that's 28th. So that is 3 days before we record. So the reaction?
Roughly, yeah.
Oh, there it is there.
No, I think that is P1 himself. Yeah, P1 just sent me a message.
What's it say?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. You better not be talking about Tommy.
That's what it says.
It's too busy. Look, it's not even loaded. No, apparently he doesn't want to see what you have to say.
Ghostbusters. The deep 4-hour analysis of probably what is going to be 20 seconds worth of footage.
But look, we will break it down. We have to.
I'm going to try and be fair, because I'm
so really, will I.
I'm really looking forward to this movie now,
because I will be as fair as I can be, which is not very fair.
It'll be fair. I'll give my fair analysis of this movie, of this trailer.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm going to see it, even if I am, if I do like it.
You and me are going to watch it illegally. I'm very sick.
No, I mean, look,
I've brought this up before, remakes. I don't pay for them anymore.
Fuck it.
And look, if this was a sequel, oh, we're going into this shit again.
Oh, God, we don't
if it was a sequel, I
still would be. Suit.
I'd be more open to it than I am.
No.
If it was Danny Glover.
Danny Elfman?
Danny Glover as a Ghostbuster.
Genius.
Dan Aykroyd and the rest of them passing it off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel that great. To be honest, you know what I would have liked? A mixture of guys and girls.
No.
What, you want it just to be guys?
I want to be the original cast.
Yeah, me too. But if they were going to do, I mean, Yeah.
That happening now.
But essentially, it's a remake. It's not a sequel. It's not a spin-off. It's a remake. They can fucking put as many words as they want around
it. It's an anal opening.
Maybe that's what they're referring to.
I have afraid no anal.
Literally, they put the DVD or Blu-ray or the film reel on the floor, stood over the top, opened their ass, and just shat all over it. Chef, dinner's ready. All right, we'll finish this shit off.
But I know, I'm excited.
I just saw him in the movie.
What?
Beauty and the Beast.
Chef's food gone to waste.
So, I'm excited. Are you excited about the Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
Can you tell? How about you? Are you excited?
Not one bit. I am tired.
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
The Lord's gonna kick me ass.